Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your man, Coley B, and y'all tuning in to Black Alternative Music and Talk. Oh, man. I just want to say thank you to everybody who listened to my Hug Your Loved Ones episode. That was a very touching moment, and I kind of did that on the fly because I was really emotional at that moment. So I really want to give my love and condolences to the family that lost their baby, lost their babies pretty much, Erica Bouquet and Kyla Brown and the children, the five children that were with them. I definitely want to get their names so then I can let y'all know who they are. But I just want to take the time to say that their funeral was arranged and they did have it and it was beautiful. And there was over 500 people that attended that funeral. So I just want to have a moment of silence for the seven angels. Thank you. So back to the program. Today, I don't know, I woke up early. I've been going to bed early lately and been able to get up doing things. I'm not too sure. I'm just kind of like going through the motions still, trying to get stuff done. But I think getting up in the morning, just getting up, you know, having this pattern of getting up early and going to bed early I can definitely feel some benefits of it. And once I get to the routine of it again, I'll start cleaning and getting this whole house really straightened up. That's kind of where I'm getting myself into now, is getting up and doing things, getting back into the spirit. And that's kind of difficult, especially when you're dealing with mental illness. You know, you start thinking about a lot of things, and it's kind of where my mind, I ain't gonna kind of to it, that's where my mind's been going, just been thinking about a lot of things that has happened. I mean, I know in the past, I know we can't bring back the past, that's true, but at the same time, I've learned a lot from it, and I feel like I need to, like, not so much hold on to it, but at least remember on what I've done, so then I won't keep making those same decisions, if you will. But it's kind of hard when you have mental illness. It's not like you're purposely making these decisions. I mean, you're sick. And that's the thing people don't understand. And they want to say, well, just because you're mentally ill doesn't mean you have to be a shitty person. And it's like, but that's what mental illness does. It makes you a shitty person. It does. I mean, and people need to understand that. And it's just so frustrating for those who don't understand what it feels like. Everybody thinks like, well, you gotta love yourself. See, the fucked up part is that when it comes to mental illness, people don't see it. So they just assume that without a band-aid, you're okay. That's not the case. You know, it's not. It's your mind. It's your mind. It's something that's in your mind. It's not, you know, it's, you're sick. You're not well. I mean, like, straight up, you're not well. You're not all together. And people need to understand that. You know, I get so tired of listening to people say all this self-love and all this other shit. And to be honest with you, I think it's a lie. I think everybody's worthy of love, no matter what. Even when they don't love themselves, they're still worthy of love. And I'm just tired of people saying that constantly, that whenever you feel like you don't have self-love, then, you know, everybody feels like that's just, you know, you need to love yourself. And that's it. And it's just like, shut the fuck up. You're still capable of love. Someone is still capable of loving you. You are still capable of someone loving you, even if you don't have that love for yourself. I'm just really tired of listening to that rhetoric. And it's just, it's appalling. It's appalling to those who really do have mental illness and who are trying to really help themselves. But at the same time, we got to learn to accept that, look, we're sick. So anyway, back. Sorry, had to deal with my dogs, or my cat rather, not my dog. But as I was saying, you know, it's frustrating when people want to say that you gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself, and I've been noticing that a lot, and it is just it's really annoying. So I just want to say to people, man, stop saying that shit. Seriously, stop saying it. It pisses me off. It annoys the fuck out of me. You are still capable of love, no matter what anyone says. All right? Remember that shit. Fuck with people talking about, oh, well, you get... No, whatever. All you little self-love gurus, y'all can go to fucking hell. Straight up. I'll be the first nigga to say it to every single one of you. Go to fucking hell. Another topic I'm going to touch on right now that I kind of been wanting to feel, that I've been feeling, is this whole thing about metal, about how metal has no boundaries. I am so sick and tired of these little innuendos of play things that they think that are exempt from injustice, like metal. The sad part is that people in metal don't want to talk about injustice. They don't want to talk about what's really going on today in our society. Many of them just want to have a good time, drink, and then detach themselves from society. But here's the point. You guys can't detach yourself from society because you are a part of it. So why continue to try and detach yourself from it? You are just as much a part of this society as everyone else, okay? And metal is not the only music that has no boundaries, okay? If you really look at jazz was the first for genre of music that actually fought against racism and injustice. Black and white jazz musicians would boycott places that were against black people. That's what they did. I don't see metal doing that. I've seen where metal call out a couple guys in metal, call out some races or whatever, but overall, y'all don't do that shit. And I hate to say this, but a lot of black people in metal, I'm sorry to say this, but a lot of y'all are fucking sellouts. A lot of you are sellouts. A lot of you brothers and sisters in metal are sellouts. Y'all are so caught up of wanting to have your white friends. Y'all want y'all white approval. Y'all want y'all white pass, that y'all don't even think about the stuff that's going on within your own communities. And that y'all know y'all come from. I mean, I understand some of y'all do come from, have had white parents or whatever, you were adopted or whatever. That's fine. But at the same time, you still black. So when everybody wants to sit around here and talk about how, well, they're not this, well, I'm not black, and oh, I'm not a color, and I don't see color. No, man, your ass is black. And you need to recognize that. And I'm sick and tired of brothers and sisters who are in metal acting like they're not black. or they're okay with white nationalism, or you marrying a white nationalist, or you're, you know, you only date outside of your race because you feel more comfortable. You think that black people are not good enough for you, or you think that they think that you're not good enough, or whatever. But it's like this, man. No, open your fucking mind and go out here and kick it with your brothers and sisters if you are into metal. Quit being a fucking punk. Quit being a sellout. Quit trying to have approval of them. A lot of them don't want you in the motherfucking scene, even though we created the shit. But at the same time, no, they don't want you a part of it. If you're talking about Black Lives Matter, you say Native Lives Matter, or Brown Lives Matter, they get mad. Oh, no, don't say that. That's racist. Well, what if I said white lives matter? And a lot of them bring that shit up. So when they talk about, oh, there's no color, bullshit. White people made metal for themselves because that's how they felt, that they wanted their own genre of music. But at the same time, they still derived it from African slaves. Anyway. So I just felt like saying those things, man. So those two things that get on my nerves. The self-love shit and the whole metal has no boundaries crap. Shut that shit up. Seriously, I'm sick of hearing it because you're a lie. Also, just to go on record, all these people who want to go for Lamb of God, and you know, they go for these bands, they go for the predominantly white bands. Well, I'm gonna say this. For me, bands like Oceans of Slumber, Seven Dust, Straight Line Stitch, God Forbid, bands that have black members in them, I hate to say this, but a lot of them are way more tasteful when it comes to metal. Like, to me, Oceans of Slumber is way more tasteful than Lamb of God. People are going to get mad about, oh, fuck you, Coley, you're just racist. Whatever, dude, they are. So, anyway, that's how I feel. This is what's been going on in my head. I just want to say it. I know it's 4 in the morning. I know I just woke up and I felt like doing this damn podcast. I was in it. So, anyway, I'm going to just go ahead and sign off, man. And y'all have a hell of a day. This your man, Coley P, signing off with Black Alternative Talk and Music. I'm gone. Peace.